Age of Steam by Martin Wallace. Part 2. I thought I'd spend the last little bit of time here realming on a bit about Age of Steam. I've played it for not a long time. I'm certainly not an expert, but it is one of my favorite games. I've finally bumped it up to a BGG rating of 10 recently. It's only my second 10 now. And I think I do have some things, at least, that I can contribute here. The game is not for everyone, of course. No game really is. But it is for those people who like working with economics. You really have to develop an economic engine here. It's a pick-up-and-deliver game, so that if that floats your boat, you know, that's great. But it's really one where you have to be willing, and maybe that you have to enjoy doing a little bit or a lot of planning. I mentioned early on that you have to plan your turn out in your head at the start before you issue shares, because you need to know how much money you're going to spend, and therefore how many shares you need to issue. But really, the planning starts well before the first turn of the game. During setup, you know, this game is not terribly random. The only random elements are the turn order and the beginning of the game, the cubes on the board, and the cubes on the goods display. Over the course of the game, most of the cubes on the goods display will make it out onto the board. And so the only thing you don't know is when precisely they'll come out. But you do know which color cubes will come out, and the board is fixed. The cities, at least on the basic maps, are not going to change color. So you can make some decisions and some forecasts about which parts of the board will be more valuable, where you should try to have your tracks, for example. So you have to spend some time before you start, before you issue shares, before you take your first turn, just looking at the goods display and the board to figure out what kind of game it's going to be. Some boards, you know, some random cube distributions end up making the board very, very tough, where there are no easy deliveries to start the game off, and turn order and the ability and right to choose where on the board you want to start building is very important. And in those games, the auctions for turn order on that first turn may be very tough, and you may issue more shares than you'd like. On the other hand, if you get a cube distribution where there's plenty of deliveries all over the board, and you have a nice mixture of cube colors on the goods display so that you'll be able to continue to deliver cubes through the rest of the game, where starting turn order may not be so important, the auctions may not be as expensive. So again, it's very important to look at these things before the game starts. Try to figure out what you need to do, where you need to go, so that you can ensure a delivery of a good, hopefully more than a good, for one or two links on that first turn. And now, I think just a few comments about each of the phases of the game. So you start with issuing shares. Shares are important. You have to spend money to make money. You start out the game in debt. Money is going to remain tight through most of the early part of the game. And depending on the board that you're playing on, the turnaround point will happen sometime in the middle of the game. The turnaround point being when you stop needing to issue shares and you actually become profitable. But early on, you have to issue shares. The problem, of course, is that you can never buy the shares back, and so you also have to pay debt off the table. So you have to minimize the number of shares that you issue. Ideally, at the end of the turn, you will have, you know, little money left. Certainly, you want less than $4 of cash left in hand. If you have $4 or more, then you apparently issued too many shares. You earned $5 for a share. You spent $1 of it at the end paying for interest expense, and you have $4 left. So you didn't use that share after all. So, you know, perhaps you would have been better off not issuing it. On the other hand, sometimes having a little extra money is good. It gives you a little bit more flexibility. It allows you to threaten others that you can bid up the auction higher than they can, and it gives you some flexibility. And then if you don't get the action that you want, you can perhaps change plans and go somewhere else. But in general, you want to issue as few shares as possible. The more shares you issue, the more money you lose every turn, and the more victory points you lose at the end of the game. I've already hinted a little bit about the auction for turn order. The importance can be variable. Sometimes you want to be early in the turn order so you can take the primo location so that you can ship the goods that are to be contested by multiple players. Sometimes it's nice to fall later in the turn order so that you can see what the other players do and take advantage of it. If someone urbanizes a town close to you, then perhaps you can now create links a little bit more easily or deliver cubes to the new city a little more easily. It's important to consider where you are in the turn order and where you want to be in the turn order. Turn order pass action is actually not a bad one, I think. It's not one you want to choose a whole lot, but it can be helpful. It can help you get early in the turn order in the following turn for very little or no money. And that is, of course, good. Being early in turn order, of course, also allows you to choose the special action earlier, and that can be very important. Cannot stress the importance of urbanization and locomotive. In my experience, these two are the most hotly contested and the most valuable. Most people who are starting to learn to play the game don't seem to appreciate the importance of upgrading the locomotive, whether you do it by taking the upgrade locomotive action or by skipping a turn of one of your two goods deliveries. You have to get your locomotive's link level up earlier rather than later. If you wait too long, you're going to miss out on the long goods deliveries and your income will suffer. You have to get the locomotive up. Ideally, you can get it up on the first turn and deliver a two-link good right off the bat. And sometimes, maybe not too often, but sometimes it may be worth it to not deliver any goods on the first turn and just bump your locomotives up. Although I think that's probably pretty rare on the basic map. Urbanization is, of course, very important as well, in that it allows you a lot of flexibility. It helps you make a longer connection between two cities that are four hexes apart. If one of them is a town, you can use your normal build of three track builds on one turn and connect the two far cities together. And if your link is up to level two on the first turn, you can make a two-link delivery. The urbanization is also good because it allows you some control of where the new city will appear and what color it will be. You can use it for your own benefit to try to position cities that you can deliver goods to over your own lines. You can also use it offensively to interfere with another player's network of links so that if they have an area of the board, for example, that's rich with yellow cubes and you plop a yellow city right down in their center of their rail network, then that it'll be harder for them to deliver those yellow cubes to the yellow city because they'll have to deliver to your city, which will be a shorter link and will earn them less money. It's also useful offensively because if another player has built a lot of connections through a town, each of those connections is a victory point, and when you urbanize it, they lose all those victory points. So urbanization is very, very important, I think. The other actions are also important. The first build and first move can be especially important. The one game where I was bankrupted, I think on turn two, was because I didn't pay close enough attention. I bid a lot for turn order, chose my either urbanization or locomotive action, something like that. And then someone came up behind me, chose first move and moved the good away that I needed in order to survive, and I went bankrupt either that turn or the next turn. I can't remember. The first build and first move can be very important. If you're late in turn order, you can still either build or move early and perhaps poach a cube from somebody or build in a key location. It's important to remember, and again, new people seem to have a hard time with this, it's important to remember that there are no track tiles that allow more than one exit from any hex side. So if you have a city that has, you know, terrain on all six sides, there will only ever be six tracks coming out from that city. There's lots of crossing and complex tracks, etc., but there will never, ever, ever be more than one exit from each side of that city. And so you can use that to plan where to build. You can control of access to cities, and that can be important as well. Engineering is also nice. Of course, there are lots of nice actions, but engineering allows you to build the four tracks in one turn. You do have to keep in mind that the four tracks are going to be more expensive than three tracks, and you have to have enough cash. Maybe you need to issue another share at the beginning of the turn if you plan on taking engineer. But with the engineering action, you're making victory points, and you can also build the longer links, and that can be important on the basic game. It can also allow you to get a two-link delivery on the first turn. Moving goods cubes is, of course, pretty self-explanatory. You move cubes to earn income. Obviously, you want to move them over your own links. Again, it's important to stress that you have to build as inefficient a link as possible. You want to drive a cube over as many track segments of yours, links of yours, as you can. Be sure to move the hotly contested cubes first. Ideally, you can poach a cube away from somebody else, a cube that they were depending on, so that they have to find some other shorter, less lucrative cube to deliver. But move those cubes first, and then try and save some cubes on your own network that you will save for later in the game, where you'll be able to deliver them long distances. Even if you have the opportunity to deliver a cube early on in the game, sometimes it might be helpful to hold off, build a network that's more extensive, and then have that cube travel a little bit further and earn you a little bit more money. When you move goods, keep in mind the income tax breakpoints. Don't push yourself one step into the next tax break. So you don't want to be, for example, at an income of 21 or 31 or 41, because you end up losing money when income reduction happens. On the other hand, if you can drive someone else one step into the next bracket, that might be a good thing. And finally, production and the goods production phase. Production is an action that I think rarely has use in the basic game. It's occasionally nice if you have a nice network and you've run out of cubes and you get lucky and draw the right color cubes. You can usually position them somewhere on your side of the board so that they will have a chance of coming out and you can and being available for you to deliver. But there's a lot of ifs there. You have to draw the right cubes. The goods production dice have to come up for your city. And it's rarely useful. It seems that people who are learning the game like to use it sometimes. And it does often give you at least one delivery that you can make. But I think most of the time, almost always, unless the board is very, very tight and difficult, there's usually some better action that you can choose other than goods production. Okay, so that's it. I think Age of Steam is really a great game. I've played one 18XX game, and I think that was 1846. And to me, Age of Steam seems like a much more streamlined version of that game. Some might call it simplified, but I think streamlined is better. You don't have to deal with the fiddliness of specific trains. You don't issue shares in the various companies. It's all abstract. You issue shares, but it's all abstracted, unlike the 18XX games. Age of Steam is played much more quickly. The first game will often take, you know, 4 or 5 hours maybe. But after players know how to play the game, you can finish Age of Steam in about 2, 2.5 hours. So if you don't have a copy, definitely need to go out and get one. The third printing should be coming out soon. Once you get tired of the basic map, there are a ton of expansion maps, and they all have unique twists, and I'm looking forward to trying all of them that I own, hopefully sometime this year. So if you're going to Origins or BGG Con or some other con that I'm also going to, be sure to look me up. Okay?